KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 85. There is a slight chance for isolated showers this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topic Southwest Iowa news. Authorities in Mills County say one person is dead and another was taken into custody following a shooting Saturday night in Glenwood. Officials said Sunday, 18-year-old Catherine Weber was found shot outside the Linwood Estates Assisted Living Center, where she worked. When police were called at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday, the Mills County Attorney's Office said officers found Weber bleeding and lying on the ground when they arrived. She wasn't responsive and died before she could be taken to a hospital. Following an investigation, 27-year-old Mark Allen Troutman of Sylvania, Ohio, was arrested at the Western Inn in Glenwood just before 8 p.m. Troutman faces a felony first-degree murder charge in connection with the incident and was being held at the Mills County Jail on $5 million bond. Investigators say anyone with further information about the incident should call Glenwood Police at 712-527-4844. Glenwood Police, officials of the Iowa DCI and Mills County Attorney's Office assisted in the death investigation. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, a traffic stop early Saturday morning in Adams County resulted in an alcohol-related arrest. The sheriff's office at Joshua Hoskins of Prescott was taken into custody at around 8:25 a.m. for OWI in the first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. At least 320 people are needed to participate in a week-long Bible reading marathon that begins this morning here in Atlantic. Cheryl Eichel, event organizer, said the Bible will be read on the east lawn of the Cass County Courthouse from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. each day now through next Sunday. Persons wanting to partake in a reading segment of the Bible will do so in 15-minute blocks of time, beginning with Genesis and ending in Revelation. Time may be shared, or anyone may sign up for more than one segment. In addition, 80 readers or 80 assistants are needed for two-hour shifts to help with registration and other matters. To participate, you can call or message Cheryl Eichel at 712-249-6120. Be sure to include your name, the number of people in your group who are participating, contact information, and how you would like to help and or time preference to read. The Cass County event was approved by the Board of Supervisors earlier this month. It's part of a 99-county Bible reading marathon that began with an April 26th proclamation by Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, which encouraged Iowans to read the Bible in front of all the courthouses in the state. The first sessions took place June 30th through July 3rd with some 50 courthouses around the state. Branstad and his proclamation also encouraged individuals and families in Iowa to read the Bible each day on a daily basis each year until, quote, the Lord comes. The Cass County Democratic Party is sponsoring a food drive to help stock the shelves of county food banks. County Chair Sherry Telly says while we generally have done this drive in the weeks preceding the holidays, this year, due to the elections, we're holding the drive earlier than usual. People can drop non-perishable food items, household supplies, paper products, and personal care products at the Democratic Party headquarters at 511 Chestnut Street during their regular working hours now through October 15th. Telly said also we will then distribute those items to food banks across the county. And like our school supply drive, she said this is a nonpartisan activity that they choose to sponsor to help the needy throughout the county, and they welcome donations from any citizen or group. The questions can be directed to Sherry Telly at 243-4861 or the Cass County Democratic Party headquarters at 243-7771. At least three area school district boards of education will hold their regular separate monthly meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board meeting gets underway at 5:30 at the central office of the Middle School High School building. And on their agenda is a second reading of Series 403, 410, and 705 board policies, and information with regard to Facilities Committee, followed by approval of the 2016-17 School Improvement Committee and other administrative matters. In Oneida, the CAM School Board meeting begins at 6:30 this evening in the CAM High School Media Center and includes the annual election of school board officers and other administrative matters for the 2016-17 school year. The CAM board will also discuss Oneida parking lot improvements for Henningsen Construction, the Messina bus lane for PCS contractors, and act on contracts for Lexi Winther as a paraeducator, as well as Nicholas Hodges, middle school athletic director. And in Audubon, the school board will meet at 7 p.m. in their boardroom at the high school. On their agenda this evening is the election of officers and related administrative matters, approval of a building and grounds equipment request, admittance of a foreign exchange student, and review of preliminary enrollment numbers, as well as the preliminary PEPL and SAVE plan. In the funeral announcements, Dula Thompson, age 92 of Lewis, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dula Thompson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Spike Walker, age 95 of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Spike Walker will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Wolfred Andy Anderson, age 80 of Glenwood, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Home in Red Oak. Funeral services for Andy Anderson will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ruth Berg, age 89 of rural Bridgewater, died Thursday at CHI Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Ruth Berg will be on Wednesday at 4 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Royce Sarsfield, age 72 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. No services are planned for Royce Sarsfield, but a celebration of life will be held Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ernest Jack Huddleston, age 95, who was formerly of the Orient area, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Jack Huddleston will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. A luncheon will be held Thursday immediately following that service at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. And Mandy Weidel Sandage, age 33, of the Templeton and Manning areas, died Sunday at her parents' home in Manning. Funeral services for Mandy Sandage will be Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.